This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A second blackout hit Caracas, Venezuela after a day of dueling rallies between embattled President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. Guaido told supporters that he, together with members of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, would conduct a nationwide trip to amass support. He said for all Venezuela to come to Caracas, because we need all of us to be united in this moment, I announced my trip and that of members of Congress throughout Venezuela to definitively bring everyone to Caracas. Across the city, Maduro said that Guaido is a puppet of those who want to overthrow his government.
Intentaron convertir en presidente ilegítimo.
He said they tried to illegitimately turn into president, a person. In a public square, and now today, it is obvious to the world he is not a president, not anything. A clown and a puppet is what that man is. Saturday's power failure was the second this week after one Thursday's plunge the city into darkness and then eased about 24 hours later. The blackouts heightened tension between the bitterly divided factions, which accuse one another of being responsible for the collapse of the power grid. Nigerians went to the polls Saturday to choose governors in 29 of 36 states in Africa's largest democracy, amid reports of heavy military development and deployment, attacks against electoral facilities in a few areas, and at least 8 deaths. Turnout appeared to be low. Just like the country's presidential election, Saturday's vote was postponed by a week in a last-minute decision, as the Electoral Commission cited numerous logistical problems in a country of about 190 million people, along with poor infrastructure. Again, Nigerians going to the polls Saturday to choose governors in 29 of 36 states. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.